闻呢都已经这个放在这里，我有一些这个重点，这个重点呢就是我们今天要讲的题目。我们可以看哈这个第一段经文的这个重点呢，就是放在这个你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。然后呢就是人应当自己省察，然后吃着饼喝着杯。我今天这个想这个分享的这个题目呢，就是这个我看一下啊，就是这个纪念主，自我省察。我想呢，稍微就是回忆一下呢，我们前两次讲的两次这个信息分享。
If you see the verses in the previous slide, those scripture verses are the key scriptures that we're going to talk about today. And basically, there are two key points. One, I want to talk about the scripture regarding do this in remembrance of me. And the second scripture that I'm going to focus on is everyone ought to examine themselves. I'm going to talk about this slide.
纪念主，自我省察，这是神的两个命令。
So here we can see two commandments from the Lord. One is to remember the Lord, and the second one is to self-examine.
我们呢，在这个进入到今天的这个内容之前呢，我们稍微回忆前两次的这个两次的内容分享的一些内容。
And before I start talking about the scriptures today, I want you to recall in the previous two sessions some scriptures that I talked and shared with you.
第一次呢，就是这个我们分享的呢是什么是圣餐礼，它的内容和意义是什么。
And in the first session, I talked about what communion service meant. What does that mean? And then what's the significance of this holy communion service?
我们这个圣餐礼呢，根源于圣餐。
And this holy communion service emanates from this holy communion dinner.
它的内容呢，就是主和我们立了圣约。
And the contents for this holy communion service really focus on this covenant that is established between God and us.
它的重大意义呢，就是把我们所有的圣徒，历史历代的圣徒，都包括在圣约里。
And one of the most significance of this is that all the disciples or apostles all the saints were included in this covenant.
好，我们再复习一下这个图。这个图呢是这个建立在这个段弟兄的工作基础上。
Now I want to go over this chart. We're going to review it again. And this chart was based on Brother Duan's work.
当然我加了一些内容。
And I made some modifications.
希望没有这个违反段弟兄的那个 copyright.
I'm hoping that this did not violate Brother Duan's copyright.
我们所有的这信息分享都是基于这一点，就是主耶稣呢，他在这个十字架上死和三天以后的复活。
And all the messages that I've been sharing with you really focus on this key point, the death and resurrection of Christ.
圣餐呢，就是在2000年前那个他死之前的一个这个夜晚发生的事情。
And the Holy Communion dinner happened before Jesus died.
发生了这个事情以后，就是我们第二次分享的内容。
And after Jesus' death, the things were included, the things that were happening after Jesus' death were included in the second session that I shared with you.
就是我们已经不再是这个世界的人，而是主耶稣的门徒。
And the key point in that session is that we're no longer the travelers in this world, but we are a member of God's household, God's kingdom.
所以我们生活在恩典之下，而不是律法之下。
So we live under the grace, not under the law.
今天呢，我们再继续有一些深入。
And in the third session today, I'm going to go further in this theme.
就是说呢，我们如何遵从主耶稣的命令。
That is how we can obey Lord's command.
他这个命令呢，一个就是说要纪念我。
And the first command here is that we need to remember our Lord.
第二个呢，就是要自我省察。
And the second one is that we need to examine ourselves.
我不想把整段经文都重复一下，我们就把简单的，就是关于这两个命令的经文再重复一下。
So I want to repeat the verses regarding those two commands.
这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
然后呢，就是这个《哥林多前书》第十一章二十八节，人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
And then in 1 Corinthians 11:28, everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of this bread and drink from the cup.
我们可以看出呢，经文和它的语气说是应当，实际上这是还是比较委婉的说法。
So here in Chinese translation, we have something to the effect that ought to or should, but this is actually the command.
如果用现代的法律的用语呢，那就是必须。
If we use today's legal term, actually we should use the word must.
所以我们有这个基础以后呢，就是这两条命令不是我们想到就做不想到就做，而是作为基督徒必须要做的。
So for us Christians, we must do these two things, obey these two commands.
我们以这两节经文为基础，我们分享一下呢，就是说呢，这个一些稍微具体的一些内容。
And now I'm going to talk in more details about how we can understand these two verses and put them into practice.
因为时间关系哈，和这个基础经文已经在这里呢，我们就不会很具体的再看其他经文。
Due to the time constraint, I'm going to just focus on those two verses.
我们每一个主的命令都分成三个小部分。
And here I want to focus on the three sub-components of the understanding of this verse.
每一个都是呢，为什么和是什么，还有如何去做。
So in the three sub-components, we're going to focus on why, what, and how.
我有一些呢，这个相关的经文哈。第一个就是关于这个主耶稣说是要纪念他，关于纪念的经文。
So here I have a verse about remembering our Lord.
这个我就不去细说。然后呢，到后面如果有这个相关的话呢，我们会再回来，再继续来这个学习这些经文。
So I may not go over every detail of these verses, but we may refer back to these verses as we go.
我们先说一下呢，这个看一下呢，纪念主为什么？
First, we want to look at why we need to remember our Lord.
为什么第一条呢？就是说这是主的命令。
The first reason is that this is Lord's command.
我们作为基督徒呢，作为这个主的门徒呢，凡是遇到主耶稣的命令的时候，那就没有二话，就是必须遵行。
And as a Christian, if this is Lord's command, then we must obey, and there's no other excuse.
具体加深理解和进一步发挥，你做出更这个让人这个眼花缭乱的工作，那是以后的事情。
So if you want to do something other than the do some variations about this command, basically stray away from the gist of the command, then that's something we're going to talk about later.
然后呢，下面有三点。这三点呢，实际上被就是根据呢第一点，还有这个我们基督徒的最基本的本质属性来发挥一点。
The following three. Yeah, and then, so regarding remembrance, Lord, why I have some further interpretations of this reason.
第一点呢，就是说这是我们信仰的核心。
The first point is that this is the core of our faith.
我们可以想象一下，如果我们没有记住主耶稣，那我们这个信仰还有什么？
So, just think about this. If we do not remember our Lord, then what is our faith based on?
然后呢，就是这是我们信仰的基本内容。
And the second reason is this is the fundamental content of our faith.
如果忘记了我们主耶稣，我们的内容也没有什么了。
If we do not remember our Lord, then we cannot really talk about the contents of our faith.
第三点呢，这个就是我们的信仰的方向。
And then the third point is that this is direction of our faith.
我们信仰的方向就是我们信仰的对象。如果没有主耶稣，我们也不叫基督教的信仰。
If there's no subject in our belief, we don't know who we believe in, then we cannot really talk about our faith.
我想这些呢，我们作为一个基督徒，尤其是资深基督徒，这些都没有任何问题。
I think for those Christians who are in Christ for a long time, this points are not hard to understand.
我只想呢，就是把它放在一起，方便弟兄姊妹参考，然后呢，也方便那些继续慕求的慕道朋友知道我们的信仰是什么。
So I combine these points together for the convenience of those who are seeking the Lord and also to facilitate the understanding of those who are already in Christ.
然后我想呢，就是纪念主的什么？
So the second question we are asking here is what do we remember?
这个呢，我们可以看第一点呢，主耶稣是为我们立的新约。
First, we need to look at the new covenant between Lord and us.
这是在路加福音的第十九节，我们这个十九章有这个十九节也谈到这个问题，应该是我们前面那个引述的经文。
Yeah.
二十二章。
So regarding this new covenant, we can talk about we can see the related verse in Luke 19.
然后呢，要纪念呢主耶稣呢。为我们完成旧约，死在十字架上。
And then we should also remember that his death is to fulfill the old covenant.
我们知道呢，主耶稣这个在这个圣餐的那个时间上呢，他就是为了三天以后在十字架上为我们死，为我们赎罪。
And Jesus died and then resurrected after 3 days, so that he can die for our sins.
他之所以死，是为了完成旧约。
So his death was to fulfill the old covenant.
我们主耶稣不死，我们所有人都会为罪而死。
If Jesus had not died, then every one of us would have died according to the old covenant.
然后我们纪念主是什么呢？纪念主给我们立的圣约，我们的履约的责任。
And the third point here is that when we remember our Lord, we should remember our duties on carrying out the covenant.
好，我们看一下呢，这个罗马书第六章第四节。
Now we want to look at Romans 6:4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以我们基督徒的履约责任，很简单的一句话，就是像主耶稣那样活。
So, when we say to carry out the obligation, this is really to say that we should live a new life. We should be more like Jesus.
具体说呢，我们可以列出几百条，但是我们关键的一条就是像主耶稣那样。
I may list a lot of things that how we may live a new life, but the key point here is that we should be like Jesus.
好，我们现在呢，这个看看纪念主如何去做。
Now we're going to look at the third point, how do we remember our Lord?
这个我不想呢，这个详细展开哈，我只想呢说一下，然后呢，我们直接就跳到这个第二个这个主的命令上，这样的话呢，我们就是第一点，就是学习圣经，认识主。
First, we should know our Lord through the Bible.
因为我们不知道这个主是谁，主是有什么性质，他做了什么工作，我们就不认识主。
If we do not know our Lord's characteristics and we do not know what our Lord has done. In this world, then we do not really know God.
所有这些知识的最可靠、最权威的来源就是圣经。
And all the source of the highest authority for this kind of understanding is the Bible.
第二点呢，就是坚守信心，跟随主。
And the second point here is that we should follow our Lord and we should stand firm on our faith.
实际上我们如果看本质来讲，如何我们的这个遵守这个主耶稣给我们立的约呢，就是信主耶稣。
And in essence, if we want to carry out the obligation to fulfill that covenant, we really need to believe in Christ.
最后一点呢，就是自我省察，然后对照主。
And third point here is that we need toexamine ourselves and then compare our actions and deeds with the standards established by the Lord.
如果自我检查没有一个正确的标准，这个自我省察呢，也是没什么意义的。
If there's not a proper standard for this kind of self-examination, then there's no point to it.
所以我们也知道，这个标准就是我们的主耶稣。
So we should understand that the standard is Jesus.
好。带着这个认识呢，这个基础呢，我们进到第二点，关于省察的一些思考。我们有一些经文，这些经文呢，我们也不会详细的去读。
Now we're gonna move on to the second point, talking about self-examination. There are a lot of verses regarding this, and we may not dwell upon every point.
如果有需要，我们会再回来。
And we may refer this verses later.
为什么要自我省察？
So the first question that we asked is why should we examine ourselves?
也是有三点。第一点呢，就是主耶稣的命令。
Again, we have three reasons here, and the first reason is that this is the order of our Lord.
第二点呢，就是人软弱健忘。
And second reason is that as human beings, we are often weak, and we have poor memory.
第三点呢，就是人总是达不到自己的标准，达不到这个神要求的标准。
And the third reason is that we can hardly meet the Lord's standard.
前面的呢，我们就不再展开说，后面这两点，我们看一段经文。
Regarding the two reasons, the third and second reasons, we're going to look at a verse.
格林多后书十三章第五节说
，In First Corinthians 13:5,
你们总要自己省察，有信心没有？也要自己检验，自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗
？Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves.Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test.
其实这个这节经文呢，我们可以这个有很深的很多的思考，但是我只简单的提一下哈，就是说，如果我们没有主耶稣在我们心里，我们是不会有基督徒所应该有的那些行为的。
There's profound interpretation to this verse, and here I want to briefly touch on this. But basically, if we do not have Jesus in our heart, then we cannot act out as a Christian.
这些既给我们提供了为什么我们要省察，然后给我们提供了标准。
And here, it talks about why we should do the self-examination, and also the standards that we should use when we conduct this.
关于我们这个自我省察的这些这个事情呢，我们有一些这个。为省察什么内容
？So when we examine ourselves, what do we really think about when we do this examination?
第一点呢，就是要守约，因为主耶稣给我们的约呢，是这个主耶稣的命令和要求。
First, we need to examine whether we have observed the covenant.
第二点呢，就是我们是不是有信主耶稣。
The second point that we should examine is that have we kept faith in Jesus?
第三点呢，就是有没有主耶稣的样式。
And the third question when we do the self-examination is that are we like Jesus?
这个主要讲的是我们的内在生命。
And this is talking about our inner life.
下面呢，我们再稍微说一下呢，就是自我省察是如何进行自我省察。
And next, I'm going to talk about how we should conduct the self-examination.
根据主耶稣的命令呢，我想呢，最起码应该在领圣餐之前。
According to the Lord's command, at least when we do the self-examination, we should do it before the Holy Communion.
我们所做的这些程序呢，这些这个过程呢，实际上就是给弟兄姊妹提供这个机会。
So when we conduct this communion service, actually we're providing brothers and sisters an opportunity to conduct the self-examination.
然后呢，是经常性的，我们要对照主耶稣的标准。
And we should also do the self-examination as often as possible.
再有一些呢，是在特殊的场合，比如查经的时候、听到的时候。
And also in some special occasions, for example, when we are doing the Bible study and when we are listening to the sermon.
我们不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这个经历哈，查经和听到的时候感觉很这个枯燥，提不起精神来。
I don't know whether you are feeling this or not. When you listen to the sermon, do you feel kind of a little boring and you're not too excited?
我想呢，如果我们在听和这个学习圣经的时候呢，紧密的、深刻的对照自己，可能就没有这种枯燥了。
So, my suggestion is that when we listen to the sermon, to think about whether you have met the standards established by the Lord.
再一点呢，我提一个就是特殊情况，就是跟配偶吵架的时候。
And another special occasion when you need to do the self-examination is that when you quarrel with your spouse.
这个当然不仅仅是跟配偶吵架，跟别人吵架的时候也是一样。
And when you argue and quarrel with other people, you should also self-examine.
我们一般的时候吵架是越来越声音大，越来越理直气壮。
When we quarrel, the voice, the volume of voice can get higher and higher.
如果你自我省察，在这个时候，你的声音会越来越低下来。
If you start to examine yourself, when you quarrel, the volume of that voice will be turned down.
也许我们的吵架就变成了自我检讨。
Maybe this quarreling will turn into apologies, self-examinations.
因为主耶稣的榜样就是为我们舍命，我们的要求也是为兄弟舍命。
Because Jesus has already set an example, He died for us, He gave up His own life for us, and we should also learn from Him and give up our life for our brothers.
下面呢有一些这个有两个小故事，我想呢和这个弟兄姊妹分享，我就简单的说一下。我们都知道有个中国文化里有个《论语》是孔老夫子的，然后《论语》的第一章第四节有一个曾子的一句话，这句话呢我念一下，应该这个年长的弟兄姊妹都应该知道。曾子曰：“吾日三省吾身：为人谋而不忠乎？与朋友交而不信乎？传不习乎？”
This is from an ancient Chinese philosopher. Zengzi said, "Each day I examine myself in three ways: in doing things for others, have I been disloyal? In my interactions with friends, have I been untrustworthy? Have I not practiced what I have taught?"
我看这个英文翻译的哈，这个 taught 呢，我给改了，它是 preach， 是传道。
嗯，
所以呢，这个经文呢，这个孔老夫子这个《论语》这句话呢，就是为了提醒我们，世人尚且有这种智慧，我们应该怎么做？为了这个避免混淆呢，这个含混呢，我特意引用了一个《路加福音》那个聪明人的做法。
Let's look at something similar to this, but not the same. Luke 16.
我不想具体说了哈，但是那个就是一个不义的仆人管家，在被解雇之前，他做了一些呢，减少别人的债呀，减少这些这个别人的这个债务这些事情，然后主耶稣夸他。
So basically, a shrewd manager, knowing who knew that he would be fired, reduced the debt of each debtor, the master commanded him for that.
那我想呢，这个有一个小结束我们今天这个信息分享。这样的话呢，就是说呢，我们应该作为主耶稣的门徒，应该通过自我省察，纪念主。然后每天呢，与主更亲近。
So, as a conclusion, for us Christians, we need to remember our Lord, and we also need to often examine ourselves, so that we can be closer to our God.
然后一点呢，就是我们应该比世人更聪明。
And we should act in a more shrewd way than the non-believers.
世人尚且三省吾身。
The non-believers even examine themselves, just like what we have read in that ancient Chinese philosopher Bible book. Not Bible book, philosopher book.
我们自己呢，应该如何省察自己？我想呢，靠圣灵指引，我们应该做得更好。
I believe that with the guidance of the Spirit, we should do better in self-examination.
因为我们有主，神让万事共同效力。
Because we have our Lord, and God works for the good of those who love Him.
让爱神的人得益处。
So that those who love Him will receive the good.
好，今天我的信息分享呢就到这里。下面呢，我们再唱一首圣诗，第370首《更亲近恩主》，准备我们的心来。